The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it is 3:03 p.m. if you are listening to us live on KTQA on 95.3 FM here in Tacoma on March 24th. You may not realize it, but March 24th is a significant day in the realm of KTQA Daily Briefing, and that is because at this time, March 24th marks 1 year since we first aired the KTQA Daily Briefing. On March 24th of 2020, we had just begun a lockdown, and we had just closed school buildings, and we had just begun bringing you the resources and updates related to this pandemic, which at the time in 2020, a year ago, was rather new with a lot of things that were unknown at the time. Remember that even to today, you can still find state-level updates on COVID-19 online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's lots of data in terms of how our state is doing with regards to vaccines and with regards to disease spread, and that's available at the Department of Health website, doh.wa.gov. If you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211, you can get linked up to all sorts of community resources for social, health, and financial assistance. If you dial 311, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. It's open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays even have extended hours until 10 p.m. And if you prefer texting your questions or inquiries or your asks for help getting scheduled for vaccines, you prefer texting that, you can text the state coronavirus hotline by texting 211-211. Speaking of vaccines, lots of folks are now eligible to receive vaccines in Washington state. You can find your eligibility status and places that you can access the vaccine by going online to coronavirus.wa.gov. You can click on Phase Finder. You can click on Find Vaccines or Vaccine Locator. Veterans of any age, regardless of the what Phase Finder for Washington State says, veterans of any age can get vaccinated directly by the VA through calling 206-716-5716. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has a phone line to help people schedule vaccines if you have trouble with online registration or if you don't have internet access. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department vaccine scheduling line is 253-649-1412. You can call between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. 7 days a week. And links to register for health department vaccine clinics are regularly shared through the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's social media accounts via Twitter or on Facebook, as well as online at its website, tpchd.org/vaxtothefuture. Just look for the outline image of the cartoon DeLorean. That's V-A-X, Vax to the Future. For our state updates today, the Washington State Department of Commerce is going to be opening applications for its next round of small business grants on March 29th. Excuse me, these are all business grants, not just small business grants. Grants this round are for up to $25,000, and they're open to industries that had to close as a result of COVID public health measures. More information and application links are available at commercegrants.com. And additionally, the governor has released operations guidelines for outdoor recreation in Phase 3 counties, which at this time applies to all counties in Washington. The information can be found online at governor.wa.gov in the news section, or at coronavirus.wa.gov in the Information for Businesses section. The guidelines apply to staffed outdoor tennis facilities, public and private guided ATV activity, paddle sports, horseback riding, guided fishing tours, gondolas or lift chairs at downhill skiing and snowboard resorts, and overnight group summer camps. Our regional updates today include the following. The Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department is reporting 129 new COVID-19 cases today, up from 81 yesterday, and one new COVID-related death. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County was 139 as of today, and that represents a 24% increase in the last 10 days. About 20% of all Pierce County residents have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 60% of Pierce County residents who are 65 and older are at least partially vaccinated. And as always, there's numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region in case you are experiencing any of those symptoms that we've come to associate with the novel coronavirus, like sore throat, headache, GI upset, cough, loss of taste and smell. And those testing sites include MultiCare, Franciscan and Kaiser facilities, Community Healthcare, Seymour Community Health Centers, Cheney Stadium, the Lakewood State Admissions Testing Center, and you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for those specific locations. And in addition to those permanent regular testing locations, the Health Department offers free mobile testing events found at tpchd.org/COVID testing. If your business or organization or one that you're associated with has the capacity to serve as a mobile testing site or as a community vaccination site, get in touch with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department at 253-649-1412 or email tsmith@tpchd.org. There's pharmacies and grocery stores that are also offering a variety of take-home self-testing kits or drive-through rapid antigen testing. And now, I am very pleased on the KTQA Daily Briefing to bring you an interview of sorts. It's been a long while since we've had updates from members of our community. Certainly within 2020, we were much more regular about bringing you the Daily Briefing in addition to a story or perspective of something going on in our community, something that we hope to bring much more of on KTQA in general, not just appended to our information regarding diseases and pandemics and lockdowns. And for this, I would like to welcome station engineer Sam Mulvey. How are you, Sam?
Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing well. This has been quite the routine for quite a long while. Me picking up most of the daily briefings since, at least certainly in 2021.
Right.
It was much more of a joint effort, at least in 2020, between you and me. We had a lot of fun doing that, but it's nice to have you back behind the mic.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not very used to being on this side of the microphone anymore. I have been spending most of my time at the new studio, which has taken a little bit longer to build than I think anybody anticipated. But under the circumstances, I think it's going pretty well. And we're getting to the point now where the studio, hopefully very soon, within the next month or so, will be available for operations.
Following, of course, all of our COVID safety guidelines and making sure that everyone stays healthy, right?
Absolutely. And at that point, even before the studio becomes open, we're going to be sort of embarking on our next sort of phase of evolution in KTQA, in that we have functional committees. For a lot of 2020, we did our first community organization event, and we got together, we met people, and then the lockdown happened, and we had to ask ourselves, like, how can KTQA sort of help in this circumstance? What can we do? What can't we do? And that's sort of where the daily briefing came from. And that's carried us through for the last year, all thanks to you, Becky.
Well, thank you for that shout out. I certainly wouldn't have been able to do it without the engineering and back end stuff that you've really been providing all that support for and teaching me. Now, it's easy for you to teach me because we share a domicile.
Right.
And I think that going forward, we're really looking forward to the moment when we can share more of this and get together and have more learning and more conversation and more uplifting of voices besides just us.
It's one of the things that you don't hear in the background at this studio, at our house, and at the new studio that I'm building, is sort of the little digs that me and Becky take at each other. We're like, you know, we're building a community radio station for community voices, which means voices other than ours. Like, not us. Somebody else needs to be talking into these microphones. And that's sort of been the constant refrain with me and Becky in the background. When the lockdown happened, there was a lot of getting information together and figuring out what was going on was actually fairly difficult, even with the fact that we have many skilled professional news gathering organizations within listening range, within reach, because this was such a novel situation, if you'll pardon the pun. That there was a lot of stuff going on, and that we knew we could help by just gathering information and getting it in one place, sort of processing through it and figuring out what the facts were, and just presenting what we knew and what was being said by the organizations that were managing this crisis.
I think one of the important things that you were coaching me on is what's actionable. What is important that will inform people's actions and activities? What's a resource? What's a phone number they can call? What's a website where they can get something real, where they can get assistance or information that's accurate? And that really guided what I ended up doing for the gathering of all of that information and compiling that information for the daily briefing.
Right. It's a kind of journalism, but it's a very specific kind of journalism in that we're not just reporting on the state of the world, which would require taking in a wider sort of reach of information that we would report on. But I specifically wanted us to report on things that had an immediate and direct effect on the people who could be listening to this briefing. So what people were about to do, or opinions of people within the crisis, that was less interesting to us than where you could get tested, if there was going to be grants, the eviction moratorium. These are things that directly affect the livelihoods and the daily processes of the people who could hear this. And there were other places that if you wanted to get those sorts of opinions on that sort of things, that you could obviously go. The other half of how I originally foresaw the daily briefing, which I grant has kind of taken a back seat in 2021 just because of our workloads, is that I wanted us to keep connected into the community of Tacoma in that situations like these. Like, I know for my sake, like the stuff that we used to do to build community in Tacoma, we're not doing right now. You and me, Becky.
Right.
And the fact that is, Becky, with your day job, you interact with people. I work with technology. I don't necessarily work with people. So I don't really get a lot of social interaction. And I wanted basically to report on, to have stories about the fact that the city still exists, that the people in the city still exist, and we're still a community, and that the stuff that we were working on before the lockdown was still going to be there, is still there, and we're going to get right back to it as soon as it's safe enough to do so. And so I wanted to stay connected to provide an opportunity for people to stay connected to the city of Tacoma and to Hilltop. And that's why the daily briefing started out as a short briefing as to where as to what was going on in the community in a directly actionable effect, followed by what was going on, like what interesting things were happening in the city of Tacoma.
Especially as we all adjusted to a new way of staying connected with things going on in our city, in our community.
Yeah.
What was switching and pivoting to virtual? How do we experience the outdoors, right? A lot of people ended up leaving a lot of their like communal activities. If you did like marathons or boating and team sports, and well, what are the trails that we can explore in our county? And what are some of those things that we can go and see on our own through walking tours?
Right.
Experts in really a lot of varied realms. And so it was really my pleasure to connect with so many people that were visual artists and storytellers and business owners and educational individuals and curators of zoos and aquariums and community health workers. And it's just really cool.
And it was the closest we could get to actually doing the business of community radio under the circumstances we found ourselves. When honestly, what I would like to see that, like the second half of the original Daily Briefing concept, I would like to see that for several hours a day on this station.
That's, absolutely.
That's what we're for. As much as, you know, as much as we all love old time radio, that's not, that's really for reasons that are best explained in other venues. That can't be what this station is about. And that's not why we've done all the work to get our this station on the air. And now that there is an effective vaccine and that vaccine is getting distributed, we're, you know, and even before that point, people are getting out and communicating with each other. It's not normal. It's not a return to pre-COVID social interaction, but it is a type of social interaction that wasn't available to us when the Daily Briefing was originally conceived.
Precisely. And I think that what that means is there's a few implications to that. It means that we have got lots of ways to extend this sense of community and connection through in real life, through virtual means, and through radio. And to extend that community connection through radio, like you said, we don't want to just limit it to the Daily Briefing at 3 p.m.
Right.
We are excited to be opening that, all those community stories and that input and that creativity to multiple hours of the day on KTQA. And at the same time, there's some pretty consistent and constant information that's now available. That's why I got the perennial info right at the beginning of every Daily Briefing.
Right. And so you're probably asking yourself at this point, if you're listening, what is this leading to? And so what this is leading to is that this is the last Daily Briefing. This is the last Daily Briefing that is going to sound like this. The reasons that we started out the Daily Briefing, they don't really persist in the way they did a year ago. You know, a lockdown situation is a much more sort of complete affair than the situation we find ourselves in. And the kind of information that we really need to be distributing regarding the pandemic and is more, it is a type of information that is probably better distributed in the form of short PSAs throughout the day.
Exactly. And so to that end, when you hear me say state level updates on coronavirus can always be found online at coronavirus.wa.gov, that's something that you'll probably hear interspersed throughout the day as a PSA.
Right. The fact of the matter is, when we sat down and thought about it, what is the actionable information that people most need? We determined that the things that people most need is where they can get tested, where they can get the vaccine, and who can get the vaccine. Like, those are the three most important things by far that people need to know. And that's not something we should be talking about once a day. That's not something that should be taking up half an hour in a half hour show that plays twice a day. What that should be is a 3 to 5 minute PSA that plays several times a day in between other content, so that you don't have to tune in at any particular time to listen to get that information from KTQA. And so that's what we're going to be transitioning to for now, is starting. We're probably going to take a couple days to figure out how we best want to do it. And then the next time we update the Daily Briefing, it's going to be much shorter. It's going to be just one person, and it's just going to be the information a few minutes long, and then we move on. The other thing, and this might be a little bit more editorial than you've heard from the Daily Briefing, but it's become clear to me that the information that we were looking for in the early days of the Daily Briefing was very much actionable for individuals. But the information that we used to report on, which was more about crisis management and disaster recovery and, you know, like the actual getting through this crisis has sort of taken a turn for the political and a little bit more political than I feel comfortable reporting in a neutral fashion on KTQA, as we've been reporting it in the daily briefing.
Now, that doesn't mean that for another show that might be upcoming, or someone might have the idea to bring to KTQA, I want to do a political talk show where I dissect and give information in and my opinion about this information as it's presented, doesn't mean that that's not something that we want to entertain.
Right.
Those are things that are great and enrich the tapestry of community radio in Tacoma.
Right.
And not part of Daily Briefing, right?
And the problem isn't with KTQA, it's with the way we've been reporting the information on the daily briefing. It requires a lot. There's a lot of stuff being said that doesn't have the same level of import as it used to. It's, for example, and the way that like phases, and I haven't been reporting on this in the way you have, but
I think it finally came to a head when we on social media were arguing back and forth and someone was saying, I don't understand how the Washington State phase system is going for vaccines and economy and whatnot. And we've worked really hard over the last year to try and simplify it. But on this social media thread that we were engaged in, a few of us said, no, it's super easy. We're in phase 1B, tier 2 of vaccine eligibility, which means da 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 da, which is different from phase 3 of economic reopening at the county level, which was different from the phased reopening at the 8 region level. And it looked like this mess of anything. That's not even counting school phased reopenings or nursing home phased reopenings.
Well, you guys weren't having an argument. It wasn't like a fight. You were just trying to determine what was the state of things. And it's just the nomenclature and the way it's being talked about at let's be honest, the state level, has become a little bit asinine, where they have these phases and these levels of phases and these phases of phases, and they have different phases for different things. And I've listened to you try to report on it. I've listened to other radio stations try to report on it. I've listened to other news radio stations try to report on it. People are having difficulty reporting on this in a way that makes sense, because essentially it does not.
Absolutely. I had a family member that said, you know, oh, you just got your vaccine. That's awesome. What health class are you in? And I said, no, Washington State doesn't do health classes. And then someone in a third state said, oh, well, I'm in color, blah, blah, blah. No, we don't do colored alerts for coronavirus.
Yeah.
And
the other side of that is, well, we thought about it. And it's like, well, how do we make this information soluble to humans? Basically, how do we make this information understandable to ourselves so that we can make it understandable to other people? And the answer that we eventually came up with was, that's not easy. It's not an easy task. And it's not even a particularly necessary task because of where we are right now. The rules about social distancing, the benefits of masking are the same. They haven't changed. But the argument now is, who can get the only information that is important that we thought was directly actionable was, who can get the vaccine, when can they get the vaccine, where can they get the vaccine, and where can you get tested if you believe you have COVID?
Exactly.
That's the only information that seemed to be meaningful at this late date, a year in. And so it felt like it was time to sort of leave the politics behind and leave the hyper parsing behind, and to just, again, report on the information that was important, directly actionable and important to people who would listen to KTQA. And that meant really fundamentally changing how we were reporting the information on KTQA. So now the daily briefing goes away. But if there is another spike, which a lot of health professionals are warning is entirely a possibility, and we go into another lockdown situation, or we go into another situation where businesses are closing, information gets difficult to acquire again, we're not tearing down the studio that we're in right now, and we have that other studio, you know, at
the main station studio.
KTQA studio. We can bring the daily briefing back inside of 10 minutes. The website isn't going away. We're going to be publishing our PSAs there instead of these, so that the other radio stations that play this will have access to them.
You can share them on social media if you'd like.
But for now, it seems most appropriate for KTQA and for our listeners to sort of lessen the amount of information that we're reporting, but do it more frequently. And that leads to exactly what we've been discussing, which is PSAs throughout the day.
So March 24th, 2020 to March 24th, 2021. That's a pretty good run, and I'm excited to wrap in the way that we are.
Yeah, and it frees, and let's be honest, it frees Becky up, who is a person with quite the schedule, up to do things that help the community and help herself and, yeah, things like that.
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, there's been a lot of surveys that you get asked to fill out, see how households are doing during COVID. And they always say, like, you know, what's your employment status? And it's like, I am full-time employed. No, I'm more than full-time employed at this point. I think I'm working like 2.5 jobs between my paid job as an educator and then the work that you and I really are doing it for KTQA and then several other community organizations that we're involved with, because we love working with folks and love nonprofit, you know, involvement.
And we do like to stay busy.
We do, especially when you can't really be busy with others in the presence of others. So we've been staying busy in other ways, right?
Yeah.
In all of those virtual connected ways. But I'm really excited for what comes next with KTQA, with folks that want to have that local taste. And I know that there's folks that want that. And I'm just really eager for folks that not only want to listen to it, but want to do it and want to create it and want to produce it. And so we are all here for you. Like, we're all ears. You got a story to tell? You think that, you know, you want to do a six segment series on fishing in Tacoma or on snorkeling in the Commencement Bay or on car repair here or anything, right?
Right.
Just got to email us info@ktqa.org or go to ktqa.org and fill out the contact us form.
We have a content committee that is determining what the schedule for KTQA is going to be looking like. I am not on that committee by choice, but it does need members. So if you'd like to email us at info@ktqa.org, you could be a part of it. And
if you've got discerning tastes and want to preview the content beforehand and upvote it or downvote it, hey,
yeah, and
we got a place for you.
And as Becky says, you know, as I've said in interviews, is that we want to be a mirror to the community. If something interesting is happening in the community, you know, within the sort of range of our voices, it's got a place here on the station. It doesn't have to be a weekly thing. It can be a one-time thing. It could be a four-episode thing. The other thing that we haven't talked about much is that we are waiting to receive our music licenses for this year. And so if you just want to spin some discs for folks, that's going to be an option coming up soon.
Absolutely. And have that music sort of curated in predictable patterns and predictable ways. We know that there's some folks that enjoy our interstitial music offerings, a lot of which comes from our local community members. And there's some that are really interested in hearing maybe all things of one genre in one particular hour. There's space for that too.
Absolutely.
So is that a wrap, Sam?
I believe that may be a wrap. How many episodes did we end up making of this?
I believe we are at 203. This is 203.
203 episodes. Well done, Becky.
Not quite 253, which would have been awesome, but, you know, what can we say? I'm not gonna ask for another lockdown just so I can get to 253 episodes.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, Sam, thank you for guiding us through this, for having the idea for the daily briefing to begin with in the first place. My name is Becky, and you've been listening to the March 24th 2021 KTQA Daily Briefing, exactly 1 year after the first one. Remember, you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources, and our phone number where you can call or text us is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's Daily Briefing, or any of the last 203 of them, go to daily.ktqa.org. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.